so good.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and good morning to you. Thankful for once to get invited right back in your homes. And yes, God is so good to us. This is what He hath made. And the Bible said we can rejoice and be glad therein. Well, I never get tired of stating that because this is His day and God has been so good to us. Well, let's get our broadcast started today by doing this song here. I hope you enjoy it. We haven't played it for a while, but this one says, why don't we just come on and let down the net?
Why don't you let down the net? Down into the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down the net, way down in the water, He's pulling out the ladder rain. There are some of you diseased and afflicted, and sickness reigns within your mind. You've let the prophets of doubt and unbelief convince you that Jesus gon' heal the sick and blind. Why don't you let down the net? Way down in the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down the net, way down in the water, He's pouring out His ladder rain. So battle weary, your body's weak and tired from pain. Well, it's time to get up, stand up on the Bible. He's pouring out His ladder rain. Come on and let down your net. Way down in the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down your net, way down in the water, He's pouring out the ladder. Well, old Satan comes at you, your weapons are carnal, the blessed name of Jesus is your power. When he tries to bite your children, remember what old Paul did. Just shake old Satan off into the fire. Come on and let down your net. Way down in the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down your net, way down in the water, He's pouring out the ladder rain. Why don't you let down your net? Down into the water, there's a blessing waiting. If you just let down your net, way down in the water, He's pouring out the ladder rain. Come on and let down
your net. Yes, sir, let's just come on and let down the net. He's pouring out the ladder rain. We're truly thankful today that God is still blessing. He's still in the blessing business. Well, let's go right back now without any other to do and let Martha do this beautiful song for us. And this one, I love this song right here. It's got such a great meaning. It said, oh, what a day.
There's a great celebration that is being planned today. And there's a feeling of excitement in the air. And the final preparations are all now underway. And the guest of honor soon shall take his place.
Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when His glory we behold. My heart is that I'll be in the number when the crowning King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
The list of those invited reads like a page from history. The saints of all the ages will be on hand, and the singing of the ransomed choir will entertain us there. We'll all rejoice at the merry supper of the Lamb.
Oh, what a banquet together with the Savior. Oh, what a day when His glory we behold. My heart is filled to know that I'll be in the number when the crowning King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Seen, ear hath not heard, nor even has entered the heart the things that God has in store for them. Well, we appreciate you. I hope you're enjoying the music. A lot of folks love our singing, and that's what it's all about. God has anointed and blessed our singing and blessed us through radio ministry and across the airways. Received an email from a lady who was at the camp meeting in July, way up in Michigan, and she said, well, sometime when I kind of get down and out, I just go into the web page and pull up your web page site there, and I hear you singing and preaching, and it kind of just brings you right back to the old fashioned camp meeting. And if you would like to pull us up on the internet, all you have to do is type in stbi.org, and you'll find the music and the preaching, and well, we'll just come right into your living room. That's one thing that I've always said about radio. Radio ministry is none of my church people have to miss me on Sunday, or neither do I have to miss them, because we can always come in their homes by the means of radio, because to me, radio is one of the largest pulpits that this preacher will ever be able to preach from, and I thank God for that. What a great blessing it is to be able to do the work for the Lord and to have people blessed by it, and that's what it's all about. So we appreciate you, and we never know what we're really going to do. We'll just start playing music, and if God leads us in that direction, that's what we'll do. Now, we appreciate the cards and the phone calls. I know that my good friend Robert Barley mentioned on his TV broadcast that I had to have surgery. We did. We had to have a minor hernia repair, but it went well, and we're doing real good. We had that done this past Monday, and we're doing quite well, and we will be back in our churches this Sunday. We will not be preaching, but Brother Randy Sargent and also Davin Olashay will be speaking for us, but we're going to try to be there in the service come Sunday morning. So we're doing much better, and we really appreciate your prayers, and we are praying for you. Well, let's go right back and do this song for you. I hope you enjoy this one also.
I live in memory's garden, dear, with happy days we've known. In spring I watch for the roses red, when fades the lilac blue. And in early fall, when the brown leaves fall, I'll catch a glimpse of you. Should you go first, then I would remain to finish with a scroll. No lengthening shadows shall creep in to make this life seem droll. We've known so much of happiness, we've had our cup of joy. But memory is one gift of God that even death cannot destroy. Should you go first, then I would remain with the battles to be fought. Each thing you touched along the way, there'll be a hallow spot. I'll hear your voice, I'll see your smile, and though blindly I may grope, but the memories of your helping hand will buoy me on with hope. Should you go first and I would remain, one thing I'd have you do, just walk slowly down that long, long path, for soon I'll follow you. I want to know each step that you take, that I may walk the same, for someday down that lonely road, you'll hear me call your name. The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell, and was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He will do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no night, for in His light you'll never walk alone. You'll always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power that can conquer you if God be on your side. Take Him at His promise, don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He will do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do.
Well, millions have found that to be true, that it is no secret what our God can do. Our God's a big God. As a matter of fact, I remember Abraham and Sarah, when God said that He would have a son that she would conceive, and she laughed, and she couldn't believe it. It was hard to believe, and I can understand that it would be hard for her because of her age and everything. She thought she was beyond bearing, but remember that if God said it, then He will bring it to pass. And so He did. He did just what He said He'd do. And I'd like to say to you today that God will do exactly what He said He would do. So you can remember that. As Martha says, He grew the tree. Hope you enjoy it.
And build a small lonely hill that He knew would be called Calvary. Then he made the seed that would grow to be thorns that would make his son bleed. Then he made a green stem, gave it leaves, and then gave it sunshine and rain, and sheltered it with moss. He grew the tree he knew would be used to make the old cross. Nothing took his life. On a tree that he created with great love for man, God stayed with his plan. He grew the tree so that we might go free. With tears in his eyes, God looked down through time, saw him spit upon, rejected and mourned. Oh, still he grew the tree that he knew would be used to make the old rugged cross. On a tree that he created with great love for man, God stayed with his plan. He grew the tree so that we might go free. He grew the tree that he knew would be used to make the old rugged cross.
Well, I hope you are enjoying the broadcast today. I am Reverend Tommy Mounce. Maybe you just tuned in for the first time. We're on each Sunday morning here at 7 a.m., and we come right in your home with something to believe in. And I think that's a wonderful theme, and I thank God for giving it to me because, you know, we need something to believe in. If we don't stand for something, we'll end up taking a stand for nothing. But this broadcast, I feel like, has been a great joy. I enjoy doing it, and I even enjoy sitting here playing the songs for you and singing the songs for you. I enjoyed that when Martha just sung. I was sitting here thinking what a beautiful, beautiful song it is. Great meaning, great words, but she done a marvelous job on it. And I know that God's going to bless you. All the sick and the shut in, all of you that have prayed and paid and helped us, we are doing songs that are on our CD. And if you'd like to receive that, all you got to do is drop us a card or letter. Let us know that you want it, and we'd be more than glad to get it in your homes. That's what our ministry is all about. Never have sold anything. Never had to sell anything. God has always kept us going. God's always blessed us. God's always used us. But our ministry is for those people who need to hear the message of Christ. And there's a great message in song and also a message in ministry. Well, let's go back and do this song here. And this one says, "It'll be all right in the morning." I find myself looking back a lot more than I should, and remembering more the bad times than I can the good. Had a lot of heartaches, maybe more than my share. Had very little sunshine, but it just didn't seem fair. I grew up hard and I grew up fast.
my life was mostly sad. But the best times I can remember is when I spent my time with Dad. I had some pleasant memories as we would sit and talk, son to father, father to son, and many times just man to man. Many times he would dry my tears with his weather-worn hands. He would say, "Son, it'll be all right in the morning." But Dad always listened. He understood. He always advised me the best that he could. And when I had a heartache, and believe me, I had quite a few, Dad would sit and listen. It seemed that Dad would suffer too. Well, the years passed swiftly, and now Dad's gone. And now I have replaced him with a son of my own. But time has left its mark. My shoulders are well bent, my steps a bit slower, my life's just about spent. But thank God, it'll be all right in the morning. Well, my heart's a bit anxious, looking on to the day when the Heavenly Father will wipe all our tears away. Yes, with a glorified body, we'll wake with the dawning. Why, less than a heartbeat, the saints will be gone, and it will be all right in the morning. Well, I recall as I talked with Dad for the last time, he was so weak that he could not raise his hand. So I picked it up and I placed his hand in mine. And like a child again, I just had to cry. Dad said, "Son, dry those tears from those eyes. Well, I can see the great day dawning, a place where tears will never be no more. So, son, it'll be all right come morning."
Yes, sir, it's going to be all right come morning. I miss my dad. My dad was, well, he was just my hero. I spoke at my dad's graveside. As a matter of fact, I helped with the funeral. I didn't really want to. But his favorite song was, "It's All Been Taken Care Of Thanks to You." And I played that here on the broadcast many times. I miss my dad. I really do. I loved him. I admired him. And I appreciated him. I had a great a Christian daddy and a Christian mother. And, you know, I never know what it's like to live in a home without a Christian mom and dad. And hey, that's important. If we had more moms praying and more dads are praying, I don't think this whole world would be in the shape she's in. But you know, that doesn't happen. That just doesn't happen like that, like we'd like to see it happen. But anyhow, I'm so proud of that. And I trust today that if you are a praying mama, I congratulate you. A praying daddy, I congratulate you. If you're not, I want to point you to the Lamb of God that can take away the sin of the world. And I know that He can help you and give you life everlasting, because there is a river.
There came a sound from heaven of a mighty rushing wind. It filled their hearts with singing and gave them peace within. The prophet, he gave the promise. He said the Spirit it will descend, and from your inner being a river with no wind. There is a river that flows from me within. There
14 said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through and by me. Father, what a great joy it's been to be able to sit before the mic, and Lord, to minister in music, to minister in word, and Lord, just to simply lift you up. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. And Father, this morning, what a great privilege it is to reach out and have a healing touch with music, a healing touch with the word. And I trust that the broadcast today has ministered healing of all sorts, regardless of what it is, bitterness, envy, strife, malice, or just plain old S-I-N, sin. We pray for deliverance for them, because it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your Spirit, O Lord, we say. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Well, neighbor, has been good to be with you. I've enjoyed being with you this morning. I hope that you've enjoyed being with me. Well, would you write to me this week? Love to hear from you. Pray for us. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.